Now, did you take a breather like I implied you should?
Yeah.
I love the internal impulse that leads to a comment like that.
Yeah. When I'm done bandaging my lashes, I'll try not to use the N-word. That's a prefix.
It's good. I'll try not to use the mint word.
Yeah.
Especially with my mouth.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to someone who hasn't had a microphone in front of them in a while.
Manual dexterity and the things it does to our imagination. Ladies and gentlemen, creme de cacao, right here, stepping off of the Sorbonne steps. Chasing the train. This is for all of you that are going to go out and see a movie tomorrow night.
So's this.
Yeah, I'm going to stop this here.
Take me where history unfolds. Dash. I have a black light.
There is currently a mortal combat going on about whether or not the last beer in the house can be used to remove the David Lee Roth molars that this man has grown in his head. Anybody that wants to weigh in on the topic can dial in 310-463-8522 or 213-252-0998, or you can write nasher@davidleeroth.com directly, care of email address gisher@onevox.com. Frankly, I think they all need to be removed.
The easiest way to remember that email address is instead by writing superiorstars@celebritygalaxy.net.
Gnashed molars.
It's a user forum. User.
Are you going to read the lyrics?
Forum.
The lyrics. Are you going to read the lyrics?
Do I have the booklet in front of me?
Are you going to read the lyrics? You were really excited about reading the lyrics.
I read the important part of the lyrics.
That was about 7 words. The song went on for 3 minutes and 48 seconds.
Listen to the archives. You'll figure it out.
Squid.
That moment was captured. When you read Cecil Taylor's name in the Wall Street Journal on 2 different pages, which actually was possible today, it makes a demand on your system, one that this will not fulfill.
Thank you. Thank you.
Until Kill Radio makes it into the Wall Street Journal. May 19th, 2005 will be the only day that words printed on the front page of the Wall Street Journal happen to also be written on the passenger side door of my car.
J.P. Stanley Morgan, 1929, Wall Street.
That was his mea culpa.